Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinti Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Gaur Radha Unigi Govardhanki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Pradip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamana Mayi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktivinti Jai All glories to the assembled glories. All glories to you, Sambo Devotees. All glories to you, Sambo Devotees. Go, we're praying on day. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Are you situated all right there, Mataji? Maybe some space can be made, she can sit inside. And everyone can move up. And the cell phones can be checked to see if they're in silent mode. Krishna, Krishna. Dasha,
Dasha,
Varsha,
Dasha,
Sahasrante,
Sahasrante,
Purushas,
Purushas,
Tru,
Sanatanaha,
Sanatanaha, Esham,
Esham,
Mavirabhut,
Mavirabhut,
Krishtam,
Krishtam,
Shantena,
Shantena,
Shamayan,
Shamayan,
Rucha,
Rucha.
Are you okay? Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Shama Virabhut Krishtram
Shama Virabhut
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Esham Avirabhut Krishtram
Esham Avirabhut Krishtram
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Esham Avirabhut Krishtram
Esham Avirabhut Krishtram
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Dasha Varsha
Sahasrante
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Esham Avirabhut Krishtram
Esham Avirabhut Krishtram
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante Purushastu Sanatanaha Eshamavirabhut Krishtam
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Dasha Varsha
Sahasrante
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Eshamavirabhut Krishtam
Eshamavirabhut Krishtam
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Purushastu Sanatanaha
Eshamavirabhut
Krishtam
Shantena Shamayan Rucha
Ladies
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante
Purushastu
Austerities performed by the Prachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. Purport. Performing 10,000 years of severe austerities does not seem a happy endeavor. Yet the devotees, the serious students of spiritual life, undergo such austerities to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, when the duration of life was very long, people could undergo severe austerities for thousands of years. It is said that Valmiki, the author of Ramayana, underwent meditational austerities for 60,000 years. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciated the austerities undergone by the Prachetas, and he finally appeared before them in a pleasing form. Thus, they all became satisfied and forgot the austerities they underwent. In the material world, if one is successful after hard labor, he is very pleased. Similarly, the devotee forgets all his labors and austerities as soon as he contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Dhruva Maharaj was only a 5-year-old boy, he underwent severe austerities by eating simply dry foliage, drinking only water, and taking no food. In this way, after 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. When he saw the Lord, he forgot all his austerities and said, "Swamin Kritarthosmi, my dear Lord, I am very pleased." Of course, these austerities were performed in the Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Treta Yuga, but not in this age of Kali. In this Kali Yuga, one can attain the same results simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because the people of this age are fallen, the Lord is kind enough to give them the easiest method. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can attain the same results. However, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out, we are so unfortunate that we are not even attracted to chanting the Maha mantra, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Om Mahatma 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 Om Mahatma
Dhamme
Namaste.
Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Prabhuvishtam. Sahabitam Jena Bhutale. Swayam Ruha Kadamayadam. Tathati Svapalatikam. Vandeham Shri Guru. Shri Chaitanya Kamalam. Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa. Shri Rupam Sahajatam Sahaganagatam Amritam Sahajivam Sahajitam Sahajitam Prajnasetam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahaganagatam Shri Ashakatam Shah Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho, Kadakadeye, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate, Tata Kanchana Golangi, Radhe Vrindavishwari, Vrishabhanusate Devi, Pranamami Mahipriye, Vancha Gopatarupasya, Vasindho Devacha, Arikanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasindho Devacha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Dasha Varsha Sahasrante Purushastu Sanatan Tesham Avirput Krishchan Shantena Shramanuja 10,000 years of austerity. That was possible in previous ages. People used to live 100,000 years to 10,000 years. So they underwent severe depression in the water that we read the other day. And then Purushas Sanatan, the Supreme Eternal Personality of Godhead, Avirupa, appeared before them. That's easy for Krishna. He is everywhere, and he can appear from anywhere. He appeared from within the pillar to before Hiranyakashipu. He appeared from within the nostril of Brahma as Varahadeva. He's already present everywhere, and therefore he can appear just like that, Avirupa. And Shantena Shamayam Yuja. When he appeared before the Prachetas, they were very pleased. They forgot all the trouble they had undergone because they were in the presence of the Supreme Personality of God. Now they'd achieved the perfection that they hoped for. And they were completely satisfied. So, Shantena Samaya, their troubles were, pains were mitigated, their troubles were forgotten. Yam labhva chapram labha manyate nadikam tataha. The Bhagavad Gita said that when one attains the perfection of having the direct darshan of the Lord, one becomes filled with transcendental happiness, and he thinks nothing is better than this. So that happened with the Prajetas. Prabhupada comments at the end that, first of all, we don't live so long that we can do anything for 10,000 years. Austerity is also, in this age, hardly anyone wants to perform austerities. We want comfort. Adjust the air, therefore we have air conditioning. We have fans, we have heaters, we have devices of all sorts to make our life easier and more comfortable. If we have a choice, walk 15 minutes or take the car, we take the car. Save ourselves the trouble of walking. And therefore, of course, we become sedentary and subject to so many ailments because of not doing anything but sitting. Anyway, austerity is not very pleasing. And especially in the present age, we try to avoid it as much as possible. Whereas in previous ages, they would undertake such severe austerities. To be initiated in the Hare Krishna movement, we basically ask that people observe four austerities. No gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. And that also seems like a tremendous austerity. Although this is just basic human life. In this age, that seems like, as many people say, asking too much. They hear what the rules are and they go away. The Prabhupada cites that one of his godbrothers was asked by the British Marquis of Jetley, "Sir, can you make me a Brahmin?" And he said, "Yes, I can make you a Brahmin. You only have to follow these four principles." And the gentleman said, "Impossible." Well, this is our way of life. So finally, Prabhupada points out that in this age, the prescribed spiritual practice is the simple chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
It's not a name in Kala. There's no consideration of time or place or particular rituals to prepare to chant. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna. Even if we're not following these four restrictions, still we can chant. Now, if you want to do a proper Brahminical Vedic sacrifice, you have to observe serious methods of purification and so on. But in Kali Yuga, Krishna is so merciful. So just chant Hare Krishna. Even if you're not following these rules, you can chant and gradually you'll come to the point. But Dur Dayavami Drishmi Hajani Nadara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Dur Dayavam, on account of misfortune. Misfortune means our own self-created misfortune. Prabhupada said, man is the architect of his own fortune. That means his own misfortune also. On account of our past impious activities, We're attracted to so many other things. Attracted to Bollywood movies, attracted to cricket games, attracted to this mental speculator, that mental speculator, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We're attracted to video games, so many things. But which have no substantial reward. We're attracted to the newspapers. After reading the newspaper for 20 minutes, half an hour, how ecstatic do you feel? And how much do you feel that now my day is improved, I've elevated myself, I've obtained something truly valuable? Every fool reads the newspaper and remains at the end of his life the same fool. Or a bigger fool, because what he reads in the newspaper, half of it isn't true. And even if it were all true, so what? It doesn't amount to anything. It's of no ultimate value. But we're attracted to the newspaper, the internet, anything. But we're not attracted to Krishna. Even when Krishna makes himself easily accessible. I'm not asking you to go within the water and perform severe austerities for 10,000 years. Just chant this simple mantra, 16 syllables. No, that I won't do. Why should I do this? Or if someone else does it, then we protest, though he's making a nuisance. Durdaya. Unfortunately, we're not attracted to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, or to the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna. Because there's no difference of in and out, in and out, nam and out. There's no difference between Krishna and his holy name, form, qualities, everything. But we're not attracted. This is the misfortune. Even if we decide that we'll chant Hare Krishna, we sit down, we begin chanting, and the mind begins its travels. The mind goes on its own excursions. You chant Hare Krishna, and I'll go on vacation for 2 hours. That's called inattentive chant. Chanting should be done with attention. Actually, it should be done with love and devotion, because it's an item of devotion and service. We should feel Krishna's presence in his holy name. As it said, Krishna's dancing on your tongue when you chant. So how we should feel eager to chant, happy to chant, how we should feel Krishna's presence, how wonderful. But the Anatmanastu Shatrutve Vartetat Maiva Shatrupan. Unfortunately, we're living with an enemy. What is that enemy? The uncontrolled mind. The mind is not necessarily an enemy. Anatmanastu Shatrutve Vartetat Maiva. When the mind is controlled, the mind is the best friend. But when the mind is uncontrolled, it's an enemy. Therefore, Govinda Das prays to be Lord. Maja Gureva Sri Mandananda Abhaya Shastra. My dear mind, please engage in the devotional service of Krishna. This material life, whatever we can get, will be fleeting. It will just be like the drop of water sitting on the edge of a lotus leaf. It'll roll off. So our youth, our beauty, our any material assets will be gone. It's just a question of time. And if we've simply absorbed ourselves in trying to satisfy the senses, we'll all be a lost cause. The senses will never be satisfied. You can serve your whole life. At the end of serving the mind and senses for your whole life, they won't even give you a watch. You work for some company, at the end of 4 years, they give you a wristwatch or something. The mind won't get the senses. They won't even do that. No, why should we give you anything? We're still not satisfied. But I've served you for my whole life. We don't care. We're not satisfied. The senses are not satisfied, and we're not satisfied. Satisfaction provided to the senses doesn't satisfy the spirit soul. So the end of all of that diligent service is that the senses still remain unsatisfied, we remain unsatisfied, and there's no gain, no profit. I'm simply lost. We've lost our whole life, and for nothing, or for something, but that something is all taken away. Therefore, lost cause. So the mind is advised, don't remain attached to this useless, these thought, useless thoughts of sense gratification and material topics, gramyakata. Be engaged in the service of Krishna. Well, how will I be engaged in the service of Krishna? Smarana mantana. What is that? Just hear, chant, remember Krishna, smarana mantra, offer prayers to Krishna. There are 9 items of devotional service one can perform, all 9 of them, 8, 7, even 1, and that will bring perfection. Especially, we're advised here, chant. Remember Krishna, so many books are there. Arjuna, service to the deity is there. So that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu is essential. And that chanting should be done with attention. If we can't chant with attention, at least we should desire to chant with attention. My godbrother, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, very advanced devotee, used to say that we should cry. If we can't chant with attention, then we should cry to chant with attention. My dear Krishna, I've fallen in this material existence, and here I'm so unfortunate that I don't even have attraction for chanting your holy name. Please help me. On my own, I won't be able to do anything. what power do I have? On my own, I'm weak and Maya is strong. But you are unlimitedly powerful. You please be merciful to me and help me to serve you, to chant your holy name, to hear, to become absorbed in the transcendental sound of Hare Krishna, to be engaged in serving in this way. And this is the chanting. My dear Krishna, my dear energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. That we should earnestly desire, not absent-mindedly. Dear Krishna, please engage me in service. But my dear Krishna, please engage me. I'm attracted to so much rubbish. My mind is full of unwanted things. My heart is full of unwanted things. Will you please lift me up? For us to jump out of the ocean of material existence will not be possible. But, you know, if they send a helicopter, someone's fallen in the ocean, some plane has crashed. So he's not going to just jump out of the ocean. But if they send a helicopter and he grabs the rope, then he's lifted up. So you please lift me up. On my own, I won't be able to escape from this. I'll drown in this ocean of material existence, as I've been doing since time immemorial. So you please, 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 please lift me up from this ocean of birth and death and engage me as a speck of dust. I don't need to be a big, important something. And just please engage me in some small corner of service that you're really sweet. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions? Yes, Ajay.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, as you said in all our channels, also, there are nine ways of bhakti.
Yes.
Shravan Kirtan, Smaran Vandana, Padasevanda, Sevi. So, if any one we follow, we can attain perfection.
Yes.
That is what is told in all scriptures.
Yes.
But if we are not able to chant 16 rounds, no guru will accept us. And without any guru accepting us, we cannot attain perfection. So, if we are remembering Krishna all the time, but we are so engaged in our circumstances that we are not able to chant 16 rounds, so how will we attain perfection?
You'll die if you're that busy that you don't have time to chant your 16 rounds. Then you're really busy. You don't have time to eat all either, and therefore you'll die.
No, but then how does this statement holds good that out of any nine processes of bhakti, if you are remembering Krishna all the time?
You're remembering Krishna all the time.
Yes.
But you're so busy that you don't have time to chant or eat.
No. Chanting 16 rounds take 2.5 hours. Eating take 5-10 minutes. So that's, I think, not
counted. Oh, you're very good.
No, I'm not commenting everything.
In five, 10 minutes. You're all your business is finished.
No, I just.
But anyway, if you're not able to chant 16 rounds.
I'm seeking your guidance. I'm not commenting anything. I'm seeking your guidance.
So I'm speaking. Yes. That Prabhupada said, if you can chant your 16 rounds, don't eat. There's time.
So that we add one.
No one is that busy. No one is that busy. We think we're busy. We tell ourselves we're busy, But we're not that busy. Narendra Modi has enough time to run the whole government. And I don't have time to chant 16 rounds. How is that? The time is there, but the time is misused. You look at it and you say, no, I'm busy. But if you do a close analysis, 20 minutes lost here, 15 minutes lost here, half an hour lost here, time lost here, time lost there. There's so much time, actually. One Greek writer said, look after the minutes, and the hours will look after themselves. There are so many minutes. Wasted. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Put it aside. You don't have time for your computer because you can't chant your 16 rounds.
I don't use my computer, it's kept like
it. Oh, that's all right, very good. So similarly, computer, phone, until we're up to the point where we're chanting our 16 rounds, we don't have time for these things because they're time leeches. The computer, the laptop, to say nothing of the television. I know you don't have a television. The television, the laptop, the newspapers, the phone, they all take time. As they say here in India, only 2 minutes, only 2 minutes. Swamiji, can I ask you a question? Only 2 minutes. Can you come to my house? It's only 2 minutes. Everything's only 2 minutes. But 2 minutes becomes 20 minutes, becomes half an hour, becomes an hour. Our time is being lost. We're not that busy. We're busy, no doubt. We have so many things to do. But if we're serious, we'll find the time. As Prabhupada points out, we find the time to sleep, we find the time to eat, and we find the time to do so many other things. So if we're serious, we'll find the time to change. Then your point was, well, isn't just remembering good enough? Yes, but who will actually remember? You know, we say, no, I don't need to chant 16 rounds, at least I'm remembering. But are we really remembering? Remembering doesn't mean out of an hour, 10 minutes I think of Krishna, 5 minutes remembering is a different thing. Really, you know, probably the first complete engagement. Not yes, I don't chant, but I remember. And then therefore everything's finished. Complete engagement, of course, remembering is good. Even if we remember Krishna 5 minutes out of an hour, that's a wonderful thing. But not that because I remembered Krishna a little bit, now I don't have to chant. No, Swami, Guru Maharaj, I'm remembering. We tell our Guru Maharaj, no, I'm not following your order to chant 16 rounds, but I'm remembering. That's not very, what would we say, persuasive. There may be some case, another one of my exalted godbrothers, Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, lived in Vrindavan. He became the first cook for Krishna Balaram. And he was cooking all the offerings. All the offerings he was cooking. And while cooking, he would chant Hare Krishna, and he would cook, and he would chant, and he would do everything. But he confessed to Prabhupada that I'm not able to chant all my rounds. Or someone told Prabhupada he's not able to chant his rounds. He doesn't need to chant his rounds. Just cooking for Krishna Balaram, and he's always chanting Hare Krishna, he doesn't need to chant his rounds. Because he was absorbed. He was absorbed in devotional service. So Prabhupada gave a special dispensation that he doesn't need to chant. But it's not that, well, if he doesn't need to chant, then I don't need to chant. I'm also absorbed, I'm also. He was so absorbed when he became too old to cook. He retired from that cooking engagement, and he was just giving charanamrita to the pilgrim from the temple. But to replace him in the kitchen, they needed 5 brahmacharis. So, chanting, hearing, remembering, and being absorbed in devotions. When we're absorbed in devotional service like that, then still we'll think, I'm not chanting, I'm not, the offerings are not nice, I'm not doing, we'll not think, yeah, you know, I'm absorbed, so I don't. That's called guru avagyan, neglecting the orders of the spiritual master. That's one of the nama prabhas. So we should be very serious. Yes.
Thank you.
Maharaj, thank you for another inspiring class, like always. So you talked about earnestly desiring to be engaged in Krishna's service. Many times we just casually desire, and you gave a very graphic example of that. So now what happens is, as Grihasthas, we know we have many important and unavoidable occupational duties. And as we grow, we learn to see them also as a way of serving Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
But the danger is that when we start seeing everything else as also under the purview of pure devotional service or serving Krishna, then the tendency is to deprioritize the core sadhana in terms of chanting, reading, hearing. Because now we have learned, or at least thinking that we have learned to see everything else also as pure devotional service. And especially for Grihasthas, they have to see, I mean, if they are serious and sincere in Krishna consciousness, then they can't see their occupational duty as maya. Better they work on themselves and see it as Krishna consciousness. But the associated danger is that, you know, the core Krishna consciousness of sadhana, we tend to deprioritize it.
Yeah.
So how do we deal with this situation?
Well, you have to re-examine your priorities. That's the first thing. We talked about that yesterday, that we should do a periodic review, as they do in the corporate world. You know, what is our performance? What are our processes? And they do a quarterly review, annual review. So we should review, what are my priorities, how am I doing? That's good. And also, because there's a certain amount of, it's tough no matter what we do, therefore vanaprastha ashram is required. Because no matter what we do, householder life will be, in one way or another, entangled. There's a certain obligatory entanglement in household life. And therefore, one is told, don't stay in householder life forever. What Prabhupada called the dark well of household. That means after 50 years, it's no longer wanted. Not that it's bad, but after 50, then one should. Just like student life, it's not bad. But suppose your child is going to school, he's 8, he's 10. But then if you come back, he's 25, he's still sitting in the elementary school. You come back, now he's 35, he's still sitting there. No, there's a time for that. And then a time to move on. So there's a time for householder life, then there's a time to move on. That's the vanaprastha ashram. So, panchashortantanam vrije, that's an obligatory feature of the varnashram system. To pack it in, to close shop, to get out of householder life. Now, Srila Prabhupada did that also. He was going to Jhansi, coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. Then one day he just never came back. So this should be part of one's planning. Householder life means you have to plan menus, you have to plan finances, you have to plan your career, you have to plan something. So plan your retirement. But retirement in Krishna consciousness doesn't mean retiring to the golf course, retiring to the seashore, retiring and Kicking back. Retirement means to be more engaged in the service of Krishna. We see when Pitu Maharaj retired to the forest, it wasn't for easygoing, happy life in the forest. It was for severe austerity. Again, this is Kali Yuga. We don't have to do severe austerity, live on roots and berries, but be absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna, Smarana Vandana, Shravana Kirtana, Smarana Vandana, Pada Sevana Dasyare. The complaint of householder like this, I have no time. I can't even chant my rounds. I have no time. There's so many things to do. I spend 10 minutes a day eating, but still I have no time. And it will go on like that. I have no time, no time, no time. So now, close up shop. Then you'll have a lot of time. Then you have, as they say, all the time in the world. So gradually, close, 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 close. More detachment, more detachment. This vanaprastha ashram is a requirement and a blessing also. Because householder life, despite all the advertisements to the contrary, it's not all that happy. Some happiness is there, and so much trouble is there. Is there anyone among the householders present who disagreed with this proposition? Okay. Because I'm Brahmacharya, I just wanted to check and see if maybe it was missing out. Some hidden truth. Okay, so it's troublesome. Some happiness is there, but so much trouble is there. So it's Krishna's arrangement that after so many years, now you get free from all that trouble. Get free from all that trouble. So then you're free for service. You can spread the Krishna consciousness movement. You can enrich your own Krishna consciousness. You can read all the books. You can chant all the beads. You can go to all the holy places. You can associate with all the devotees. Everything you can do. So this is also required. Yes, Marjan.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Regarding this vanaprastha ashram, what you told. So this is all provision for gents.
Excuse me.
For male, they can
gents and ladies. Vanaprastha is not a gents exclusive program.
But kids and how?
No, it's not for kids.
No, no, no. I don't know what is vanaprastha. Maybe both of them go out. So
yes.
Leave home and
there's,
go out.
Well, let's get do both husband and wife leave home and go out. There's two options. The husband can go, and the wife can stay at home with the grown children. Or the husband can go and the wife can accompany him as a voluntary assistant. These are the two possibilities. That means for the men, with your wife, without your wife, either way. Or for the woman, go with your husband or stay at home. Either way. Is that okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Good morning, sir. I'm glad to be here. I just listened to you and have one question in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned to become a Brahmin, there are four points.
Mm-hmm.
In your first time you said, I couldn't get all the four points. Can you repeat those points?
Four points.
Yes, sir.
No gambling.
Okay.
Or idle sports. No cricket, no soccer, no. One of my other godbrothers, Ravindra Sarup Prabhu, very intelligent, he said this is the rule that everyone thinks they're following. No gambling. But gambling is when we open it up and see that it includes no idle sports. Oh. So no gambling. No intoxicants, even coffee, tea, cigarettes, beads, all these things. No. No meat eating, meat, fish, or eggs. and no illicit sex. Illicit sex means outside of marriage or without the purpose of procreation. That's illicit sex. So these four principles, dutam panam, striyam shunam, yatra dharma chaturvidha. When Pritchett Maharaj met personified Kali, he said, out of my kingdom or I'll kill you. So Kali said, no, please give me some place to stay. All right, you can stay in the four places where there's a dharma. What is that? Dutam, panam, striyam, shunam, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, media. You can stay in these four adharma states.
That's if we keep thinking of these four, we get entangled into that one.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep thinking of these,
you don't have to think about them.
To become pious.
They're just like our devotees. They're not walking around thinking, no meat eating, no meat eating. They just eat Krishna prasad and they forget about any other eating.
Is
there
substitutes?
He searched alternative substitutes. Yeah, the substitute. The smarana vandanam, shravana kirtanam, smarana vandanam, be so busy in Krishna's service that you don't think, no, what about my tea? What about my sex life? What about my this? What about my that? Busy. Absorbed. That's Krishna consciousness. Not that we're walking around thinking, no gambling. No. Devotees are chanting and dancing, they're distributing books, they've got thousands of engagements for Krishna's service. They're not worried about gambling. Rasavarjam rasopyasya paramrishtva. The Bhagavad Gita said, when we have a higher taste, we forget about the lower taste. You know, you're holding on to like four glucose biscuits. And I say, give up your glucose biscuits. You say, no, I have no other food. You're holding on to those biscuits. But if I give you, you know, a big tummy with puri, samosa, dal, rice, many sabjis, rasmalai, some other things. I say, only thing is, you have to take it with both hands. You throw your glucose biscuits away. It's not a problem. Is that okay?
From what I understand is that just like a cook, you have to be engrossed in what you
Remember
you said about some cook?
About the cook, yes.
Like he was engrossed in whatever he was
doing. Yes, that is the way. To be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. When we're absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then naturally we're not attracted to any other consciousness. That's the way, yes.
That's a Brahman.
That's a Brahman, actually. A Brahmajana Titi Brahman, person who knows that Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead. Sarvavid Padatimam Sarvabhavena. He engages with love in Krishna's service. Sarvabhavena is full absorption. Yes, thank you. Mataji in the back, Pichu.
Hare Krishna. First, let me pay my obeisances at your lotus feet. I'm so happy to see you after so long, Maharaj.
It's your kindness. Hare Krishna.
A very small question, of course. You know, in this, the Bhaktoga Sun Association of Devotees is very important.
Mm-hmm.
But now I cannot come every day. Earlier, I used to go. We come to Mandir only once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we meet all these devotees, very happy, but we can't have any interaction. But to keep myself busy, I do a lot of Java read and all that. I'm very happy, very ecstatic. Sometimes I read so beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Radha. I want to share with somebody. But at home, at my neighborhood, in my relations, all are Hiranyakashipus. They don't want to listen. They never tell who to tell. I want to discuss what I read. So I have no association of devotees. What should I do?
Devotees, go there. Mataji is eager to hear and chant and think about Krishna. So you're so absorbed in this and that, if you go there, then she'll engage you in hearing and chanting, and she'll be happy and you'll be happy. This
but
is the best thing.
Here yeah. People come, they have prasad in such a great hurry, they run out. Who to talk to?
And that prasad is also only 10 minutes.
When I get so ecstatic, I did something at home, nobody is going to hear, nobody is going to listen to me. But who to tell Maharaj?
Well, you just told the whole room.
So I talked to myself.
So I'm serious that, you know, we're not meant for being just in the temple. And if you want to become Krishna conscious, then you come here, because we can keep bottled up here. But we're meant to go out. So go out means to go out where there are non-devotees, to go out where there are devotees also. When there are devotees and they're eager to hear and chant, then we should go associate with them, either from the temple or from our homes. We're stuck up in our little, you know, my home with my husband and wife and but there are other devotees nearby who may be more advanced than we are, and we can associate with them and hear and chant and become advanced in Krishna consciousness. So this is the sign of advancement. I want to hear, I want to chant, I want to... So take advantage of the opportunity, number one, for your own spiritual progress, and number two, to do something sukriti, something good. That the devotee is older and she's not able to come to the temple and associate with the devotees, so then we should think that, oh, I should be doing something, because we're an association of like-minded people or community of devotees. So in the community of devotees, we shouldn't be just thinking about my little corner, whether it's my little corner of the temple or my little flat, but should be thinking of other devotees also, what we can do for them, and that will be good for us also. Association just doesn't mean hanging out. Association means hearing, chanting, serving. So this is the opportunity.
That's what they want. Where do they, where I get all these opportunities? I can hear, listen, chant, discuss. That is only in an ashram, isn't it?
I couldn't help.
I don't know. No. So I was saying, you know, I'm so unlucky, I don't have any association of devotees that I could talk about.
So I'm trying to do something that there's 100 people here. Some of you make it your program. Go associate with Mataji. She's feeling, you know, lonely for the association of devotees, eager to get the association. So, some of you live in her section. Where do you live, Mataji?
I live at Vanwari. Even if I call Mataji, if I call five, only one or two will come.
Oh, that's good. One or two will come. If we get one or two, that's wonderful. We don't need, you know, the whole 100 people, if we have problems fitting everyone in the temple room, your flat, it would be still worse. So
I like to have a lot of devotees to get the...
Okay, so a lot of devotees go there. Or make a schedule. You have a little space, so
yes.
Make a schedule. Invite the devotees to come. Someone here who's in management, someone here who's in, you know, okay, so... Put it in your book now that, you know, she's there, she wants to have programs, she wants to invite the other devotees and people who are not devotees. So there's, you know, an opportunity waiting for you. You don't have to buy something over there. You just have, the flat is there, the Mataji is there, the invitation is there, the eagerness is there. So, fix it up, okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you,
Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
One more. I want to answer her. Because our case, many of the cases are similar. Even my case is similar. We want to discuss these things. All this devotion. I come every Sunday here. Last many years, from 2000, I've come to this. I've been to Mayapur also, 2006. Recently, I've been to Vrindavan also. I have inspired with Radha, Vrindavan. I read many books also. And what she says is right. Whom to associate. And then there are kutiras here. Even one day you can say Sunday or Sunday. We can come here and we can discuss all these things. That can be a solution.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
We're living in Pune, but it's a little distant, but we can come to the temple.
Yeah.
Once a week we can discuss Krishna Katha and all of these
things. Exactly.
So that's very good. Another consideration is that these places, Mayapur, Vrindavan, they're meant especially for the retired people.
No.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Why? Because you should understand this at a younger age. The spirituality should be understood at the age of 20, 25. See, now I am 70. As you say, retire. I'm never retired from life.
I'm also 70. So.
I never retired from life. I'm still in education. But still, I'm active. I say I'm 20 with 50 years experience. So that should be the attitude.
But everyone has to retire. It's not that we become inactive, but we have our occupation. It may be in education, it may be in science, it may be in management, it may be this, but at some point we're going to have to retire. We'll be forced to retire. That point will come. So the Vedic system is voluntary retirement. What is that retirement? It's not inactivity. It's not that now I sit there and I really have nothing to do because now, But these places are there. Mayapur is there. Vrindavan is there. Many others, Puri is there. What's the purpose of these places? It's not for vacation only or for going and bathing in the Ganga or the Jamuna and doing some puja and then, that's business finished. Actually, it's meant for retiring from material life. And after a full life of working and contributing to society and taking on so many responsibilities, that now I can absorb myself in an atmosphere where everything reminds me of Krishna. So the Vrindavan is like that. Pune is not like that. You go one block over and there's, this shop and that shop and the next shop and this shop, and there's nothing to do with Krishna. It's all to do with my sense gratification, my getting money, my family maintenance, my this, my that. And the whole Pune is not, except for a couple of places, one little temple, one bigger temple, they're all for forgetting Krishna. But the Vrindavan is for remembering Krishna. The Ganga, the Jamuna is there, the Keshikhat is there, the Radhaneti is there, the Overdhan Hill is there. So many things are there just to remind us of Krishna. So many temples are there, and so many devotees are there. Even in Pune, I don't know, if you get in a taxi, what do they say to you?
Nothing.
Or they'll say, where are you going? And, you talk about the price, everything. But, in Vrindavan, even the taxi wallets, Jai Radhe.
Radhe.
Even in Vrindavan, such a place, even the taxi wallets remind you of Krishna.
Everybody is there, Radhe Radhe. That is the parodies of Shabda Mandana. That's the keyword.
The keyword. Vrindavan, everybody, if you're in somebody's way, Radhe Radhe. You know, everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, everyone's, you know, even if they want you to buy something from their shop. Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe.
That's good. Good morning also, they say Radhe Radhe.
Good morning, Radhe Radhe, good evening, Radhe Radhe, everything. So they're all, the whole place is revolving around Krishna. So in Pune it's one thing, in Vrindavan it's another. So these places are especially meant for taking advantage of in our retirement, in our age of retirement. We can go and be, you know, here like once a week I can cross the town, I can hear something, Bhagavad Gita. There, always Bhagavad Gita. Every day. And, you know, you go to downtown, you don't visit one temple, you visit five or seven or ten. Krishna's everywhere, Vrindavan or Mayapur or such places. So the idea is that we should make a program. In household life, we have to make a program so that we'll always remember Krishna as far as possible. And then in retirement, also, make a program. How can I use this time to the greatest advantage by being always engaged in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all of these things. That's the program. Because then the next stage is either renounce life or death. Death is there. In the near, for you and me, it's in the near future. For others, it may be near or far. Nobody knows. But for us, it's near. We're getting there. So before that point comes, we have to transfer our consciousness to full engagement in Krishna's service. That will be good for us. What are my instructions? Their hands are going up, but what to do?
We
have
one more
question. Okay, Mataji wants to follow up on her follow-up. Another question, then we'll give another person a chance.
Austerities, nobody wants austerities in this life. But like after saying, after explaining properly, one get convinced. But after just to be accepted by the society, just when beginner is there, they don't feel logical. It's like a...
That's right, I got distracted. Tell me. No one likes austerities.
But you said like when you are in Rome, be like a Roman. So sometimes we tell to the people like we follow such austerities, not even tea and coffee. Like that time,
yes.
A person is a beginner, they feel like an odd man out. Like how can
be
accepted?
Good. That's called spiritual advancement. That the beginner in devotional service, they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So we're all in Rome, and the Romans are all drinking tea, and they're all doing so many things. And then we feel like odd man out. That's the beginning of spiritual progress, to feel like you're odd man out. And the next stage is to feel happy about being. And then the next stage is to go where all the other odd men are.
So we are in the middle, where to go. So how to increase our determination and conviction?
Yes, to go with all the other odd men. You're odd man out in the material society. But if you make your society, your friendship with the devotees, then you're not odd man out. Then you're, everybody's doing this. Everyone's following these principles. Everyone's chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, we're advised to give up the materialistic, useless association and seek out the association of devotees. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai.
Hare Krishna.